She was pointing past them towards the main amphitheatre. Matt and Robin both turned to look. It was dark between the area where Dad and Catherine were working and the main structure, but silhouetted against the distant lights, shapes were forming, shadows were deepening. It was as if the walls and the floor were erupting, spewing out dark, earthy creatures, lumpy and misshapen figures that were lurching towards Matt and the others. If they waited, they would be trapped. "We have to get past them," Matt shouted. "Dad, it's now or never. I can't just leave you here." But Matt's father was shaking his head. "You can," he said emphatically, "and you must. There's no time to explain or to argue. Just believe me, it's for the best. Now go on. Get out of here while you can."
"If we can," Robin muttered. "Leave him, Matt. Once he's decided something, you can't make him change his mind."
"Like you'd know," Matt said. He felt close to tears, but he was determined not to show it. He took Robin's hand and they ran.
"See you, Dad," Matt shouted back over his shoulder. "We'll get out of here. I'll come back for you. We'll bring help."
"Be careful,"
he heard in reply, as if he hadn't thought of that. The ground at their feet was rippling and moving. In the dim light, Matt could see the earth and the grit between the slabs of stone, bubbling up like spring water. It was coming together, coalescing, forming into a puddle of sand that flowed upwards. Another figure that turned to face them lumbered after them, misshapen arms stretched out to grab them as they passed. Coarse, gritty fingers snagged at their clothes and clawed at their faces. They put their heads down and charged through. Matt lashed out, felt his hand thump into earth. It came away wet and muddy. They were in the light now, leaping down the terraces towards the stage, but the creatures were hurrying after them, leaving trails of sand and earth behind them. Matt did not dare to look back, did not dare to look too closely at the things that were after them. Were they really made from the earth itself? Robin had pulled her hand free and was running just ahead of Matt.
"That's what I call empirical proof," she shouted at him. "It's what I call a nightmare," he gasped back.
They reached the stage, and Robin charged onwards, heading for the river that roared past on the other side of the circular dais.
"What now?" Matt asked. "Swim for it?"
He was struggling to keep up with her.
"Don't be daft. Down the tunnel."
The river ran past the stage and out of the enormous chamber through a tunnel it had eroded from the mountain rock over the millennia. Along the edge of the water was a lip of rock, little more than a ledge. It ran like a path beside the river. Matt followed Robin into the tunnel.
"We won't be able to see where we're going," he pointed out.
The light was already fading. He could see the water like oil surging past them, its rush and roar almost drowning out his words.